Now, if you have ever travelled the so-called Old Road or Back Road to Dublin Airport, you will have seen the cars lined up on the right-hand side, their occupants standing alongside, some with binoculars, some without, studying the planes landing and taking off from the runway opposite. It's known as the Mound, an informal viewing point, but it could soon be no more. The airport has put in a planning application for a new one. Our reporter Kate Varley is at the Mound this morning. Kate, are there many people there?
Yes, good morning, Audrey. Well, there are around a dozen or so cars parked here and one or two people out with binoculars at the moment. But I have to say, it's quite chilly for June morning, so that might be putting people off getting out of their cars. Nonetheless, it's not really hard to see why this area known as the Mound has been so popular with plane enthusiasts. It's right beside the south runway. And in the period that I've been here, a plane has passed over my head every three or so minutes. It's been an informal plane spotting area for the past 40 years or so, but it could soon be given a new makeover and permanent status. Let's hear more about that now. I'm joined by Media Relations Manager with Dublin Airport Authority, Graeme McQueen. Graeme, what do you have in mind?
Yeah, we want to put in place somewhere that plane enthusiasts can come and watch the planes, not get wet, have disabled access. At the moment, it works for them. They make it work. It's a grassy mound. It's not anything to look at, really. We want to formalise that, make it something proper that you'd find at other airports somewhere else in Europe.
Let's talk cost then. If it gets the green light, who will be paying for this? And are there any plans to charge users?
There will be no charge for this. We're going to pay it. Dublin Airport's going to pay for this. We think it's a good thing to do. These are our people. They're plane enthusiasts and we want to embrace that. We want to make something good here for them. I think it's a rite of passage in Dublin as a kid. You come here to watch the planes at some stage. So we want to make that experience even more memorable. And that's something that we'll look to do as quick as we can.
And do you have any commercial plans for the spot? A coffee shop, for instance?
No, it's something we've looked at. We've discussed that with Fingal County Council. It's not something we're looking at the moment. We want to get this facility up and running first and foremost. So you're looking at some good parking and then a covered area that people can stand and watch the planes. Somewhere nice for them to come on a Sunday or through the week with the kids.
Well, let's hear from one of those plane enthusiasts now. I'm joined by lifetime plane spotter Esther Rowley. Esther, your reaction first to these plans by DAA, especially for you as a wheelchair user.
Oh, I'm completely ecstatic. I can't believe it. It kind of feels like it's a dream come true. I'm so excited for when it's done. I really hope it will get the approval and I look forward to being able to spot alongside all my friends.
Well, on your friends then, how big is the plane spotting community here in Dublin?
We're quite lucky. It is quite a big community, and it's something I've noticed kind of a bit more since the pandemic. It has increased in numbers, which is really exciting because it means there's more chance to meet other like-minded people.
So talk me through what you're looking out for when you are here at the Mound. Is it the size of the plane, the model of the plane, the way it lands, the way it sounds? What are you looking out for?
All the above. No, it varies from person to person. For me personally, it's just the whole experience. And yeah, you will meet some people who will just like it for certain things. But I just think no day is ever the same. And you're just going to be amazed by the absolute magnificence of their size. And then also seeing all the new routes and that. And it's just exciting.
And are there any particular memories that you want to share with us of special planes?
I got to see the Concorde here many years ago with my mum and my dad, and it's something that's forever imprinted in my memory. I didn't use my camera that day. I just lived in the moment, and I'm so grateful that I got to experience it.
Fantastic. Thanks, Esther. Well, the planning application has now been submitted by DAA. The authority hopes to have it all up and running within 12 to 18 months, all going well. From now, that's all from us here at the Mound from a very noisy old airport road. Back to you, Audrey.
Sounds busy and noisy. Kate, thank you very much indeed. Our reporter, Kate Varley, live outside Dublin Airport, a good bit away from Dublin Airport, but can see the planes nonetheless.